Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to this version of the show. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging around in my neighborhood. I don't know what's going on in your neck of the woods, but I know it's pretty busy in mine. COVID-19 cases, etc., and reaction to the death of George Floyd. He was memorialized in Minneapolis today, and there were some really, really cool and honorable, I think, protests all over the country, a huge one in New York. His brother took the stage and for a few minutes and talked about how proud his brother would be and looked at the crowd of faces of every single kind of person you could ever imagine. What I envision of America, right? That it's everything from A to Z, meaning all kinds of people who have all kinds of different ethnic backgrounds. And while that was going on, you had the three officers who were part of the aiding and abetting, charged with aiding and abetting, and part of what happened with George Floyd, making their first court appearance, and a Minneapolis judge remanded three of the four former officers involved in Floyd's death on $1 million bail during their first court appearance. So the three were charged with second degree aiding and abetting felony murder, second degree aiding and abetting manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. And former officer Derek Chauvin was arrested last week and initially charged with third degree murder and manslaughter, but the charges were upgraded to second degree murder when the AG in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, felt that there was enough to move that up. So he's currently in jail on a $500,000 bond at this point. Just to throw this in, the officers didn't enter pleas, but their attorneys made a case for a lighter bail sentence, citing their ties to the community and cooperation with the investigation. The next appearance for them is on June 29th. The world turned 10 days ago when then officer Chauvin put his knee on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes when he was saying, "I can't breathe," before he was killed. And sad to see that, as we saw it over and over and over and over again. And the wheels of justice turn slowly, and we'll see where all these cases head once the initial court appearances, of course, are over with. As I mentioned, it really was about honoring George Floyd. And I watched, as ABC News did a pretty good job of this, because this was in New York, Terrence Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, whose death, after being restrained by the officer, as I described, sparked all the protests and calls for justice and an end to racism all over the U.S. and even the world's become that big. And Terrence Floyd, as I said, addressed thousands of people. There were thousands of people who were at a vigil in Brooklyn for George Floyd. And, you know, he was short and quick what he said, really. But he said that his brother would be proud, and he would be proud of a peaceful protesting. And he said, "Power to the people, not just my people, not just your people, not just the people they think is important or whatever. I'm talking about power to the people, all of us. And I thought that was good. Language has become very, very important, what people are saying when big crowds gather. And, of course, that had to have been an emotional moment, I would think, for, you know, for him. He did say one thing. He said, my father's gone, my brother's gone. They're up there together, so when I heard that name, meaning people were yelling George Floyd, it made him feel good as he was his namesake. And while that also was happening in New York, there was the memorial that took place in Minnesota where it was, you know, music for more than 8 minutes at one point, the exact amount of time it was until Floyd had died, and Al Sharpton and some others were on hand to talk about the significance of the moment and what George Floyd would ultimately represent and be, you know, etc. So now we head through another weekend, and what is that weekend going to look like? Is it going to be a weekend filled with peace, or is it going to be a weekend filled with some rage and some more than bad apples making their way to cities to stir the pot and then claim something else? If you see that happening and you're at a protest and this is what's happening, and I love it, those people are being outed, they're being grabbed, they're being taken over to the police, because remember, the one weapon we all have is the cell phone, and immediately you just start videoing, and that's exactly what's been happening. I'm going to take this to mean that we could be seeing, as we watch that happen, we could be seeing some signs of the opposite direction for COVID-19. That's why it's worrisome when the crowds gather and some people don't have masks on, because it seems as though that's working. 110 deaths in the U.S., 437,000 recovered, 1.91 million total cases, and that's in the U.S. Worldwide, 383,000 deaths, 6.42 million confirmed cases. So that's where we're at there. It's about the credibility of tests. It's about the testing and moving as fast and safely as possible, and that's exactly what these labs are trying to do. For them, a lot's at stake, too. It makes sense. And this is a weight game. Speaking of waiting, while tests were happening and peaceful protests were happening and emotional memorials were happening for George Floyd, it was, we're open for business, Vegas. The casinos had been down for 2 months. So now cards are being dealt, dice are being thrown, slot machines are ringing, and people were gambling again, and people wanted to gamble because the casinos opened with some new rules, etc. But lots and lots of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, had flown in from other places to have a chance to be at their favorite casino, right? Wynn Resorts pushed back its planned opening to daylight hours as a nod, they said, to the protests over George Floyd's death. They didn't want to interfere with that. And it was an expensive, unprecedented shutdown. Dealers wore face masks or shields. Bartenders, same thing, face masks. And so there are definitely some changes, but there are people that were making bets, taking bets, etc. Think about that. Stay with us. Numbers coming up on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. The numbers are around us, and you can see them in almost everything we do, right? Good and bad numbers. The NBA is returning. Only 22 teams, if you haven't heard this. It is official. The NBA's Board of Governors approved that plan on Thursday. So 3/4 of the 30 NBA teams have to ratify the proposal. They believe they will. And this means they're heading to Orlando because that's what they're going to do. That's where they're going to restart. Reimagine this, as I like to say. Disney, think Disney, and Walt Disney World Resorts near Orlando, Florida. So a single site for a campus for all games, practice, and housing. How about that? So now it's almost like they're Olympic athletes. And it makes sense. Keep them all together. Have those specialists there, public health experts, all that, to watch and prevent what could happen with COVID-19. Have these testing protocols, which they will, and this will be an interesting thing to watch unfold. So not too much longer that's going to happen. You know, we're looking at the once that's ratified, picking up that pace, and the NBA finals would end. They would start on July 31st. They say the NBA finals would end no later than October 12th, and then they have the NBA draft right behind that. And then the 2021 season would start on December 1st, about 2 months later than previous years. And we'll see where we are as a country, as the coronavirus has either been, you know, we've got the vaccine, it's amazing, We know who has it, who doesn't, antibodies and all that stuff. I mean, I'm thinking glasses half full right now. If not, then they can push that further down, and so that makes sense. JCPenney's. Whenever I had an emergency, it wasn't too far from where I grew up. There was a mall. It was called the Esch Mall, in fact. I remember it. I remember the first time my mother let me walk there. I thought it was so cool. Malls now, forget about it. But JCPenney's was there, and there would always be some emergency thing I would have to grab. Grab the emergency, whatever it was. Pants, sneakers, or whatever. JCPenney's closing 154 stores across 20 states. You might be one of those shoppers. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on May 15th. Pandemic, of course, slammed their sales. That was the final blow. This was a company that was 118 years old, just struggling to overcome a mountain of debt. Just could not do it. I mean, has to be difficult, but what do you do when you can't stand any longer? And they just could not stand any longer. You might remember this actress, and maybe you just remember seeing her face, Mary Pat Gleason. She did have a lot of roles in film and TV. She died at the age of 70. Funny lady. She was. She had a role on a CBS comedy, Mom, that's been running for a while now. She also appeared in Friends, Will and Grace, American Housewife. You get it. She was in some interesting films, too, Basic Instinct, etc. And you could just tell she had that face. She had that character actress face of where she could blend in some of those different roles, and so she did. So she had a great career with the roles that she was able to get, because so tough, right? That's the unemployment rate in under normal circumstances is crazy for actors of any sort, but she made her way. So she died at the age of 70, not COVID related that they released anyway. All right, how about this, you know, we talk about the unemployment numbers, and it was just under 2 million this week that filed. But you look at the job market, and already more than 10,000 people have already accepted buyout offers to leave their companies, despite unemployment being at the highest levels of their lifetime. You know, and you think, why is that? Because sometimes the voluntary buyouts are better for the people, actually. It makes more sense. And certainly for the company, it reduces labor costs, and it encourages more senior, generally more highly paid employees, let's be honest about it, to boot out. And for them, it's better, and then it would be better for some of the other employees. So American Airlines said that 4,500 pilots and flight attendants had taken an offer as of a month ago, and they were coming up with more buyouts and early retirements that are coming to American, too, as well. That, of course, that industry was slammed, and that's not a shock that people would take buyouts, seeing the handwriting on the wall. And there are other companies, of course, that are doing the same thing. It just depends on the seniority of the person, you know, et cetera. Who expected this? Do we expect that 2020 was going to be the 2020 that we're seeing now? And somebody was telling me this today, and now we're just at the start of hurricane season. And I know I talked about that on the air. And, you know, here's what they're saying. It doesn't look real good. There could be some bad hurricanes. But I'm just gonna think positively, that maybe we just have some tropical storms and we don't have something awful that slams into one of our coastlines, because we certainly have seen those over the years. And you haven't lived until you've been through a hurricane. It's rough. As a kid, I went through one called Agnes, and the house we were in, I don't even know how it was standing afterwards, seriously. I just remember people being in canoes on the streets, and half of the backyard of where we were was washed out, was washed away, washed into the bay, actually. So he thought, wow, is this house going to get washed into the bay too? And we know the horrors of Hurricane Katrina, which the levees broke, and that was a big thing there. And then, of course, just awful, people stranded, people dying. And then Biloxi, Mississippi, bearing the brunt of the winds and seeing the destruction there. I'll never forget touring both of those places afterwards and realizing the difference of one with the water, mostly the water, and then the other being just completely slammed head on with what the force, the full force of the, you know, of the hurricane. Moving to something else, you know, I talked about the airlines and numbers and people, you know, people taking the buyouts. And then the story becomes, well, what about people getting on planes? Are we starting to see that? And a little bit more, but the numbers aren't crazy, haven't crazy shot up. More planes are getting ready to come back to their hubs, not thousands of them, but some, because the schedules are staggered. But a plane that I used to love to ride on was the McDonnell Douglas MD-80, and that's out of service. So normally that would be such a big deal when it you know went out of service, and they did the last flight of the Mad Dog MD-88. They did make a big deal about it. Delta did, and they had cupcakes and whatever, you know, served light snacks, and people had masks on and stuff. But 33 years. I mean, that was really the backbone of Delta's fleet, and four decades plus in the sky. Think about that. Wow. And I know why, because it seems like there's enough room. I like the way the MD-80s flew. Maybe if it was just in my mind, I have no idea. They say the fleet flew 750 million passengers. I'll raise my hand. I was one of those. And achieved 12 million hours in the air. Wow. Did you hear what I said? 12 million hours in the air. And it's just time to retire, right? And that's exactly, you know, what happened. It was the end of a very, very long era. Definitely. A long and good one, by the way. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got a couple of really great guests. We're going to have some interesting conversations, including happiness. How do you find happiness with things that are happening around us? And as we're trying to be better human beings, what about chasing happiness? Is there such a thing? Is it too elusive? What do you have to do? And especially if you just go back to even the staying at home, maybe a loss of job, trying to figure out childcare, trying to figure out safety, whatever it might be, and then the myriad of other emotions and things that happen as well. So it's going to be incredibly interesting to have that conversation, and that's just one coming up round the bend. Meet me on the other side.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protests is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News. The State Department's Inspector General, who was recently fired by President Donald Trump, told lawmakers that senior department officials knew his office was examining two matters involving Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's conduct at the time of his removal. Steve Linick, who was terminated last month, participated in closed-door interviews with members of the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight and Reform Committees, as well as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to answer questions on his firing. According to Democratic leaders present for the interview, Linick confirmed, at the time he was removed as IG, his office was looking into two separate matters that directly touched on Secretary Pompeo's conduct, and that senior State Department officials were completely aware of the investigations. The Gap is being sued for refusing to pay rent for stores temporarily closed during coronavirus. Mall owner Simon Property Group said in a lawsuit filed this week that the clothing retailer owes more than 3 months of rent, totaling $65.9 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Has answered my prayers and probably yours too. Joel Marion has written a book called Always Eat After 7 p.m., The Revolutionary Rule-Breaking Diet That Lets You Enjoy Huge Dinners, Desserts, and Indulgent Snacks While Burning Fat Overnight. I mean, this guy's a fitness expert, nutritionist, and of course, best-selling author, so he's going to debunk the myths that have been drilled into our heads. And boy, it's been drilled into my heads and I think everyone I know. Joel, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we look at that equation. So your title was perfect. It says it all. Doctors, all kinds of people, fitness people, etc., always talk about breakfast as the most important meal. It's the most important meal. But you found out, and you tell us why in the book, that scientific research inside the book shows us that's not true. So tell me about that.
Yeah, in the book, I dedicate an entire chapter along with the peer-reviewed scientific research studies, which is the golden standard of research, about the five myths about breakfast, and not that breakfast is evil, or that, you know, it's a terrible meal or anything like that, but it's definitely not the most important meal of the day, and breakfast eaters do not lose more weight. It does not increase your metabolism, and research shows it does not reduce daytime and nighttime hunger. In fact, I would argue that typical breakfast foods that spike insulin, like orange juice, toast, and bagels, are going to do the exact opposite. They're going to send you on a roller coaster energy ride for the entire day. And then, you know, the idea that skipping breakfast actually makes you gain weight is a complete myth. And you know, how can not eating make you gain more weight? I mean, the fact is, research has revealed that cutting out breakfast may curb your overall calorie intake by up to 400 calories a day.
Wow. Yeah, and we're seeing that more people are doing that, wrestling with it, and your book especially points that out, obviously. So when you look at late-night eating, so if we jump to that, and excess belly fat, and that if you eat late and you're watching TV or doing whatever, it leads to obesity. So tell us, is that a myth?
It is a myth. In fact, the research studies where they take groups of people side by side, and those who eat their calories early in the day versus those who eat their calories later in the day, and there's absolutely no difference in weight loss. I've been misled and brainwashed to believe through even my own nutrition certifications and college education that as the day goes on, you want to taper back on your calories because the metabolism slowed down, so you especially want to cut back on carbs because that food is going to spill over and be stored as fat. And the research reveals the exact opposite. And in fact, the very act of eating in general increases your metabolic rate. So the idea that eating late at night, the calories are going to be stored as fat, is just simply not true. And if you think about our natural instinct of eating, if we go back to the caveman days, they're obviously a lot more active than we are nowadays, but they didn't wake up and eat a huge breakfast. They woke up and went hunting for the food that they were going to eat that night. So I think as humans, we have this natural instinct where we're really, really hungry at night, but we've been brainwashed to believe that those calories are going to be stored. So we either white-knuckle our way through it and starve ourselves through bedtime, or we hate and we feel guilty about what we did. And my book eliminates both of these problems. It's just about using the right strategy.
Oh, I like that. So tell us, give us a little sneak peek. Tell us about one of the strategies.
I think one of the main strategies that people underestimate is the metabolic and hormonal benefits of eating carbohydrates. And in my book, I call them super carbs. So by making smart carb choices that come from nature and pairing them with foods the right way, so taking like a potato, a sweet potato, rice, beans, lentils, oats, any of these good healthy carbs, and pairing that with a high-quality protein source, you're actually providing your body with glucose. And most people think glucose is the enemy, but when you combine this glucose with the protein, not only do you get a healthy insulin response, this glucose contains building blocks of thyroid and leptin hormone. These are the two hormones that actually regulate your body weight and control the speed of your metabolism. So if you use a crash diet like paleo or keto and you cut out carbs, it only takes about 1 week, and research shows these hormones plummet by up to 15%. And this is exactly what happened with the Biggest Loser contestants. Many of them, if not most of them, gained all or more of their weight back after the show because they were suffering from almost zero leptin and thyroid hormones.
Wow. And carbs is, you know, again, that's like our huge enemy. That's all we hear, carbs, carbs, carbs. But as you say, pairing that with the right protein. And when you say protein, so what are some of the good sources of protein?
Well, any type of animal meat is going to be a great protein. It's not a vegetarian or a vegan diet by any means. A vegetarian and a vegan could easily follow the same eating patterns by just swapping out and substituting certain proteins. But, you know, in my book, if you're going to eat a glucose-based carb, we recommend a leaner cut of meat. And if you're going to have a fattier cut, that's completely fine, just a smaller portion of that. And so any type of lean red meat, particularly grass-fed beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken that's organic, any type of cage-free eggs, these are all amazing protein sources. Turkey, anything that comes from an animal that is raised humanely and prepared properly.
Wow. We're speaking with Joel Marion. He's written this book that's called Always Eat After 7 p.m., The Revolutionary Rule-Breaking Diet That Lets You Enjoy Huge Dinners, Desserts, and Indulgent Snacks While Burning Fat Overnight. And, boy, we talk about these things all the time because people struggle so much with weight and cravings and depriving themselves and all the stuff that Joel has talked about. And Joel, when you were doing the research for this book, what was the biggest for you? What was the biggest eye-opener?
Well, I think the biggest eye-opener was the fact that you could eat your largest meal at dinner time when you crave the most food and you're the most hungry, and actually accelerate your results. And then you could carry that over because we give you healthy desserts that you can use after dinner. And then we give you these salt and sweet pre-bedtime fat-burning snacks. So the biggest epiphany for me was the fact that, you know, I was naturally not hungry in the morning anyway, so I was skipping breakfast on accident thinking it was bad for me. And then when I was building my nutrition company, BioTrust, I actually gained 46 pounds because I was pulling all-nighters, working all night, trying to build a brand. I got married, had a couple kids. And so my health took a back seat. I woke up one day embarrassed and ashamed about where I was at. But after I delved into the research, I realized that my pattern of eating wasn't that far off. That skipping breakfast and pushing my calories later in the day was actually the best thing I could do. It was just a matter of using the right strategy and making the right choices.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, people listening to us, because so many people work from home anyway, but with schedules that are all over the map, and that's how we live these days, it is interesting, because if you're working late, you think, I cannot eat, and there is that starvation cycle, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, that's why we were told for years and years, you know, wake up, eat as fast as you can to get food in your system, to get your metabolism going, and feed your body every 3 to 4 hours, because otherwise weight loss will stall and you'll slow down your metabolism or lose muscle. And, you know, it's funny when you look at things like intermittent fasting, where you skip breakfast and just don't eat and you just use my fat-burning drinks inside of my book instead. Metabolic rate actually goes up. So we've all been misled to believe that the metabolic rate is going to slow down if we're not eating, and the exact opposite happens. Your body's fight or flight response kicks in through the sympathetic nervous system. And what this does is it releases adrenaline and growth hormone. Both of these hormones increase your metabolic rate and help you access more stored fat as a fuel source.
Yeah. All right. I love it. I'm sure this is music to the ears of so many listening to this interview right now. So the book is available at this point. They can go to your website, joelmarion.com. And what's the reaction been?
Well, so far it's been fantastic. You know, like I said, I lost 46 pounds myself. Ooh. Using this to test it out to make sure the science was legit. Before I started rolling it out to my friends and family, that my wife tried it. She lost 8 pounds her first week. And so the book is brand new. So we're looking for more reviews and more great feedback. So if you go to joelmarion.com, it'll redirect you over to Amazon, and you'll see all the science behind this diet and why it just caters to our natural instinct of eating and being hungry at night.
All right. I love it. Joel, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Wow, so much information out there, and I got a copy of Joel's book, and it really is fascinating. And it's fascinating, like he said, he gained almost 50 pounds, and so what do you do when you just have it so drilled into your head, as we said in the very beginning of this, that you know, breakfast is the best meal, and oh, you can't eat late at night, and then you're starving. And I really understand that struggle, as you know, with the show that we do, and my lifestyle, and of course, Mantra the Hubs, same thing. He's always hungry at night. He always wants to snack at night, and then it's always that war of, oh my gosh, can I snack? What can I do? And in his book, he does give you, as he said to us, those things that you want to match and pair with the protein. I mean, part of that is the key, as he talks about, how do you satisfy nighttime hunger with fat burning sweet and salty, you know, pre-bedtime snacks, and snacks that are super good. So not snacks where you think, oh, okay, I'm going to eat this Brussels sprout, which there's nothing wrong with Brussels sprouts, but, you know, not what you think, that you have to deprive yourself and you can't eat some of the things that you want to eat. It's so much he talks about. And he talked about there is, what are your combinations and what are you doing? And there's some great things you can use. Like I said, I've tried some of this and read the book, and it was really, really an easy and great read, and could revolutionize the way you think about food. And he does debunk the diet myths and proves that you can burn fat faster by eating after 7 o'clock. All right, hang with us. still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here to love our next guest in our virtual green room, Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar is with us, and it's all about happiness. Boy, how often do we talk about happiness? I mean, this is somebody who's steeped in it. He taught Harvard's most popular class on positive psychology. He wrote the best-selling book, Happier, among a slew of others, and he even has this matrix, this happiness view of looking across the matrix of spiritual, physical, intellectual, relational, and emotional elements, and so key, and how are you viewing that? So it's a perfect time to have him on when we look at what we're going through right now with COVID-19 and then the clashes that we're seeing between police and protesters and other things that are happening in the world today. Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about happiness. You know, it's that thing, I think it's that elusive thing that people chase around and look for the definition. And if I'm not happy, I'm not right. And all that sort of triggers all kinds of things. So first, tell us about the definition of happiness and how do we achieve that?
Right. So the first thing we need to understand about happiness is that happiness is not just pleasure. It's not about experiencing a constant high. Happiness is also about experiencing difficulties and hardships and learning to embrace them. So it's about experiencing the full range of human emotions. It's about finding meaning in life. It's about embracing relationships. It's about being physically active. It's about looking into the whole person and then asking, what does this whole person needs in order to well-being.
Wow. And looking at that, what the push that we have now, and I mentioned it at the top, COVID-19, you have to be busier than all get out with everybody really trying to figure out what do we do when we're staying at home and people feeling like they're going crazy. What can they do?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, one of my friends recently, shouldn't we quarantine happiness until this COVID-19 is over? And the answer is no, we need it more than ever, because if we're able to do certain things, we don't just become happier, we also become more resilient, better able to resist, to deal with hardships. So, for example, spending more time with loved ones, and it doesn't have to be face-to-face, it can be online, but having deep rather than superficial conversations, exercising, you know, physical toughness is related to mental toughness. So even if we have to stay at home, moving around, exercising our muscles will help us become more resilient. And also, even in difficult times, express gratitude. You know, Oprah was right. We need to find things that we appreciate in life, even in difficult times, and that helps us deal with the hardships.
We're speaking with Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar and, you know, talking about happiness and what can we do now and can happiness heal us from COVID-19 and some of the things that we're seeing as well. And you mentioned it by bringing up Oprah. She talks all the time about gratitude. And I think people give it lip service, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. But I don't think they go deep enough. What do you say?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, there's research by psychologist Barbara Fredrickson talking about how we need to experience heartfelt positivity. So it's not just going through the motion and saying I'm grateful for this or that. It's actually feeling it. So at the end of the day, even after a hard day, which, you know, we all have always and certainly during this this period, what we can do is re-experience what we are grateful for, really feel it. And by the way, for that, we need distraction at times. So if a distraction means, you know, watching our favorite sitcom or having a conversation about this, something that's not related to the difficulties we're all going through, that's actually an important thing to do. Distraction is not only bad.
What was the biggest eye-opener for you when you wrote the book Happier that so many people talked about, especially when it first came out? What was the biggest thing that you found out that maybe surprised you?
Yeah, you know, it surprised me, didn't surprise me, because I was a victim to that perception as well. And that is that happiness means being happy all the time. And in fact, people who expect to be happy all the time, people who reject painful emotions end up being less happy, because when we reject a painful emotion, whether it's anxiety or anger or sadness, that emotion only intensifies, it grows stronger. So what we need to do is embrace these emotions, embrace them, experience them, and then ask what is the most appropriate course of action. You know, I can be angry and still act generously. I can be afraid and still act with courage.
Oh, I love that. So being vulnerable, like Brené Brown says, getting in the ring.
Yes, very much so. Experiencing the full range of human emotions. Again, allowing ourselves to be human.
And what about forgiveness? Is forgiveness powerful as far as making you happier?
Yes, forgiveness is, and compassion is. You know, the Dalai Lama, when he first visited the West, was frankly shocked by the low levels of self-confidence and self-esteem in the West. And his conclusion was that it's because we see compassion as only having compassion towards others. Where he says compassion is important towards others, it has to start with the self. So being forgiving, being compassionate toward others and ourselves, there are two sides of the same coin, and they reinforce each other. And that is the healthy approach to life. Now, does that mean that we can forgive everything? You know, I'm not sure. There are certain things that perhaps we will find more challenging. But however, certainly most things we can be compassionate about and can be forgiving towards.
But you mentioned the key thing. You talk about self-doc and that we beat ourselves up for not doing this or not being good enough or not, or the comparison game. Especially, I think comparisons are really tough on people. Have you seen that?
Very much so. So you see it, you know, you go online and you see, you know, everyone is doing great. Everyone is happy. Everyone is, you know, has this photo op. Everyone's doing great except for me. And then what happens? I feel lonely. And loneliness is one of the best predictors of depression and unhappiness. Whereas if we know that we're not alone, if we know that everyone like us has difficult times and hardships and has the ups and downs that are part of every life, we feel less alone. And as a result, we, of course, feel better. The other thing that also goes with that is the idea of hope. Going through hardships is natural. Being sad is fine. However, the difference between sadness and depression is that depression is sadness without hope. In other words, when we don't have hope, the sadness takes a downward turn. And it is hope that very often can liberate us. And knowing that what we're experiencing is normal and that too shall pass, that can give us strength to overcome almost every hardship.
Wow, I love that. That's music to my ears. I had a friend that wrote a book, Hope is a Strategy, and really a lot of people said, oh, no. But that's true. It is a strategy, right?
It's a strategy, and it's important during these times, especially, you know, with the COVID-19 and with our country being split by hardship and hatred. We need to have hope, and it is hope that will get us through this. Not blind hope. We obviously need to take action as well. However, hope has to be part of the ingredient.
So when you were trying to weigh, wow, COVID-19, what's happening, the amount of people who have recovered but the people who have died, you have to think forward thinking, growth, what's going to happen afterwards, what can I do?
Yeah, you know, many people talk about the idea that, well, things happen for the best. I must say I don't fully subscribe to that. However, while things don't happen for the best, we can choose to make the best of things that happen. You know, we didn't bring on, at least not intentionally, COVID-19. We didn't bring on the hardship that we're going through. It happened. And the question is, how can we best deal with it now?
There you go. I think that these are some words to live by for sure. Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Wow, so interesting. You know, I talk about the power of gratitude all the time and what a big difference that's made in my life. And I think if you really pull out some of what Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar said, it'll help you when you're struggling through not just what's happening now, but whatever happens in your life, as he said. It's that thing where you see everybody else, and it just looks like it's just happy, 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 and you wonder, wow, how can I not get some of that? So good stuff to live by. Thanks so much for listening to this interview and this show. Mahalo, everybody. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.